1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
A Florida man said he ended up in a fist fight with a 13-foot alligator.
Alligator. That was going to be my first guess.
I wasn't going to make it.
That's not really a fist fight.
Oh, wait till you hear.
No, it's not a fist fight. It's not by definition a fist fight where
because the alligator has no
fists. The two combatants are fighting with their fists.
Can we?
Which alligators do not have?
Can we just be polite?
You just got here.
Let our guests tell the whole story, and then
I didn't even make you guess how many feet.
There'll be time for rebuttal.
All right. Well, I detest this bad news writing.
I know it's
not you.
Thank you. Trent Tweddell said he and his six-year-old dog.
He has fists.
Mm-hmm.
Trent has fists.
Yes.
Okay. And he has arms, and the gator has arms. But the gator does not
arms
have
arms or legs.
Legs.
That the gator
four
has.
Legs, a four-legged animal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Front leg.
His tail is not his butt.
Did a T-Rex have arms?
They stood upright.
The alligator.
I just want to hear the whole thing.
I believe if it comes in contact with the ground most of the time.
It's a ped.
It's a leg.
Mm-hmm.
Chimps have hands and feet and arms and legs.
Yes.
Okay. So you could technically fist fight a chimp, but it shan't not be used describing an alligator fight.
No, it's not.
I can live with that.
It's not going to ball up its
claws
into a fist.
Let's just make it simple for everybody and call it a fist fight. Because he had a bow tie. How do you tie that? How do you tie that bow tie?
What was he in the swamp? He's the something.
Swinging alligator in the swamp.
Okay, swinging.
See you later,
I forgot.
Wally Gator. Yeah.
Right, but that just softened us up for SpongeBob having flames underwater.
I think
a squirrel
Gilligan,
friend who lived on the bottom of the ocean with him.
Gilligan did a lot of softening too, for all the putting on a show when you can't get off into the damn island, like all of that stuff.
Well, and then we saw.
Harold Hecuba showed up. Phil Silvers did a whole Broadway show.
The talent shows. And
although,
the beauty
pageants. You know, they did do a good job of constantly scouring the beach area for things that had washed up.
Yes.
Things seemed to wash up in the lagoon all the time.
Yeah. And you've seen on the Survivor shows where you're throwing on an island.
Mm-hmm. Walk
stuff
around,
that washes
look
up on
the
beach.
Bottles and all the things you can, gather.
Tom Hanks got off that island with an outhouse.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And I
FedEx
think
plane
way
goes
more
down.
Things should have washed up on the beach.
Okay. Yeah.
There wasn't enough garbage there.
Well, this dude was out with his six-year-old dog, Loki, walking on Monday when a 13-foot alligator reached out of the water and grabbed the dog. So he says, I grabbed the dog's collar to try to pull him back, and I ended up in a tug-of-war match with this gator, and the gator was not letting go.
Oh, boy.
With his dog and the collar. So I let go of the collar, and I got about knee-deep in the water and started pounding on the gator's head.
Now you're in the gator's living room.
Oh.
You've gone into his house.
Yep. He pounded on the gator's head, and the gator eventually let go. He said he ended up himself with only minor scratches, but not so much for the dog. The front leg was nearly severed.
Oh.
And required emergency surgery. Look at Bob now, poor doggy.
Poor doggy.
Words you never thought. They put metal plates and screws in and were able to reconstruct his leg, and we're hoping he could regain full use of his paws after this. Here's an interesting part, though. He said a Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission trapper helped him set a trap for the gator on his property. He says the trapper didn't have any bait, so I grabbed one of my roosters and we used him as bait for the trap. Is that a live rooster?
I would imagine.
I would imagine.
Who has a dead rooster?
He does.
Just laying around.
He has six more in his freezer, okay, he reports in this story.
He raises chickens.
So he likes one animal kind better than the other.
Yeah.
We love our dog, and we'd fight tooth and nail for him, he said, but they haven't had any luck catching him.
But the roosters, meh.
Not so much.
Other than Tommy Smothers, has anyone had a chicken as a pet?
Yes, Tori Spelling.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
that big, fancy, fluffy.
She had a cute little counter-sitting white one, too, with fluffy legs.
All right.
Probably lots of people. If she had one, lots of people had one.
Celebrities?
Oh, California,
with really,
you
with
know,
really
just
fancy chickens.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure. Gentlemen's right. farms, hobby farms.
Right. Yeah. This is Florida, not California.
Exactly.
So
that's
chicken,
news.
Chicken life is obviously cheaper in Florida.